that woman who now went out is your own mother. How unlucky it was for you, sir, that I did not happen to see her at the time to have prevented it. Sure, the devil himself must have contrived to bring about this wickedness. Sure, cries Jones, fortune will never have done with me till she hath driven me to distraction. But why do I blame fortune? I am myself the cause of all my misery. All the dreadful mischiefs which have befallen me are the consequences only of my own folly and vice. What thou hast told me, Partridge, hath almost deprived me of my senses. And was Mrs. Waters, then? But why do I ask? For thou must certainly know her. If thou hast any pity, let me beseech thee to fetch this miserable woman back again to me. Oh, good heavens, incest with a mother, to what am I reserved? He then fell into the most violent and frantic agonies of grief and despair, in which Partridge declared he would not leave him, but at last, having vented his first torrent of passion, he came a little to himself, and then, having acquainted Partridge that he would find this wretched woman in the same house where the wounded gentleman was lodged, he dispatched him in quest of her. If the reader will be pleased to refresh his memory by turning to the scene at Upton in the ninth book, he will be apt to admire the many strange accidents which unfortunately prevented any interview between Partridge and Mrs. Waters.